Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome to episode 100-1 of the Carmudgeon Show. My name is the person looking at Derek Tam-Scott, and that is the person looking at Jason Discount Sandler Camisa. How about that?
And in this episode, we discuss, of course, vintage Mercedes-Benzes, because what episode of the Carmudgeon Show would be complete without discussion of vintage Mercedes-Benzes? But it is not the defining characteristic of this episode. The defining characteristic, if we could choose just one,
is how cool Mercedes wagons are.
It is the dogleg transmission. It is the, well, we'll get into the definition and the idiosyncrasies that are or intricacies of the definition of dogleg. But yes, this is the dogleg transmission episode.
Plus I got a lift, so I get to work on my car.
Yes, we got a lift. Was there any other housekeeping that we had to attend to? Any acknowledgments of this or that?
Nope, except that announcements, you got the clap.
But I got the clap, right. Was like a C+.
Oh, flies all over the room just dropped in fear.
No, they just flinched and then went on with the shit eating that they were doing already.
What the fuck did you just say?
I said I was entering my plutocratic years and that's why I need a W140.
You are such a bizarre person. I'm entering my plutocratic era.
Yes. What?
So now you have to be a fucking dictator?
I mean, I just want the car, honestly.
Okay. Well, good. That's all you have. We just had a whole conversation about this. You can make all kinds of excuses about buying any old classic car or a new car or anything else, and it's all subject to criticism. And I dissect my friends' arguments when they, I need this because whatever, blah, blah, blah. The ultimate, like, poof, get out of
Trump card.
We don't use the word Trump anymore. Also, that apparently has been turned off for 3 hours. The ultimate non-Trump card is that you want it.
Yes. And there. Which is, I think, what I said when I said I was entering my plutocratic years.
Yeah. Well, that I can criticize and argue with. But you just, I want a 140.
You think I'm a good plutocrat?
Derek, you work very hard. You're very smart with your money. Okay, Derek, you work very hard. You know, you study these things. You understand them. You know what you're getting into. You should have a 140.
Yes, I can't wait for the pneumatic soft close door motor to
really. That's fail. Why you want a 140.
No, I said I can't wait for it to fail.
I know, but this is what you said to me earlier when we were on our way to lunch. Which, by the way, we had lunch, so we're going to be asleep in 2 minutes. You're like, I have to have a 140. I want soft closed doors.
Okay, so serious question. Is there a cheaper car you can buy that has soft closed doors?
Yeah, some shitbox
W140s are very, very inexpensive.
E65, E60 BMWs. Those with, I mean, an E65 745 pre-facelift with that horrible M62 that
you always see them smoking.
Oil smoke, yeah. They have to be worth $15, maybe $20.
Yes, okay.
Okay, price of a hamburger. I loved having soft closed doors. I lived across the street from an old Dutch guy years ago who had Alzheimer's. Funny that I couldn't remember the name for it. He had Alzheimer's and he was very sweet, but he was a very great old guy, probably in his 80s. And he would be up all night. So part of dementia is you don't really follow normal time schedules anymore. You're up all night, you're sleeping all day, whatever. And if I came home from the bars at like 3 o'clock in the morning, when I pulled up, when I shut the door, boom, lights on out in the front door. Good morning, how you doing? And I'm like, it's 3 a.m. Like, I'm outie. No, don't tell me, but we wanted to chat. Fucking soft closed doors saved my ass. I had a couple press cars and I just throw them to neutral, boom, 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 hit the thing. Quietly just pull into the driveway without the engine running, get out and
soft close. Clink,
soft close, and I would be able to sneak into the house before he woke up. You are not currently jet lagged.
I am largely completed, yes.
But have just recently returned from Europia, where I also haven't, where I'm...
Well, he's gone to sleep, folks. Yeah. I was in Europe, yes, at the same time as you, but in a different part of Europe.
Yeah, that's true. We had one day overlap, I think.
Yes.
Something like that. Yes, I remember seeing you on Find Mine, and I'm like, oh, the closest friend to me is Derek, like in Portugal or something.
I don't know how you are. That's right. I was in Lisbon. I did a combination Switzerland and Lisbon trip, the old 1-2. No, I'm just kidding. That's a pretty unusual pairing.
So weird.
No, I wanted to go to Switzerland to drive the 190E because it's had some additional maintenance after its previous failures to do many things.
As in drive.
And stop. So, and well, go. Well,
it wouldn't stop stopping. That was the problem. Okay, stop. So as a reminder, last year, September, we wound up in Europe on a 2,000-kilometer Alpine rally, which was fucking amazing for me because I was in Sreten's car from M539 Restorations. It was an E30. It was slow as shit, but it was otherwise almost perfectly reliable and wonderful. At the same time as your recently acquired 190E. W201-190E was...
2.316 Cosworth.
I'm going to call that a 2.315 and a half. It wasn't quite up to...
It wasn't full strength.
So the one thing that I don't understand is... So the brakes kept sticking on that car, which was maddening because when the vacuum booster was hooked up, the car stopped. I mean, like you were foot to the floor in that tunnel. I'll never forget.
Foot to the floor foot with to the accelerator.
Gas pedal, yes. Downshifting from gear to gear to gear to gear. And then I'm like, we're driving through this tunnel and I just hear, and I was like, what is going on? And then I realized that you guys were foot on the floor.
In third.
I think you was third or second.
Third.
Either way, it was we were no longer going the recommended minimum speed limit of 200 for Italy. We were going 30 miles an hour. And so the brakes kept getting stuck on. And my solution at the time was to unplug the vacuum booster because I thought the booster was bad and that was sucking the pedal down. Then it kept happening, not as dramatically, forcefully, because there wasn't vacuum boost behind it, but they were getting stuck on. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand this because, to use the Italian term, the push rod between the pedal and the master is not adjustable for length.
Mm-hmm. As we discovered when we tried to adjust it.
For the 75,000th time we were on the side of the road. What was it?
They replaced the booster. Something inside of the booster was causing the issue. It was the only thing left in the entire braking system which was not replaced.
But how does that even happen?
Because the car had new calipers, brake lines, rotors, pads, master cylinder. All of that was replaced. I don't know.
That's the weirdest thing.
Anyway, a new booster fixed it. I mean, we sort of concluded that that was the issue because afterwards we were like, everything has been...